Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome. And if it's not your first time, thank you for tuning in again. If I sound a little bit different today, it's because I am under the weather, but I definitely wanted to get this episode out. So today we'll be talking about control. Usually when we hear about someone being too controlling, we think about physical aggression. But in my experience with talking to people in couples therapy, and then also talking to, I would probably say about 98% of my caseload about relationships, I found that when you're too controlling, it doesn't always manifest as physical aggression, right? And so I will definitely make sure to have some resources at the end of this episode if that is something that you or someone you know is experiencing. But what I wanted to talk about today is signs that you might be too controlling. We typically focus on the other person, but I want to talk to you today. I want to answer that question that might be swirling around in your head, or maybe someone has even told you once or twice that you're too controlling. And even if you've never been told, I bet there might be times when you've probably wondered, wait, like, am I too controlling? Do I have unfair expectations? So what I'll do is talk about 8 common signs that you're too controlling, and then give you some tips. Now, this list is not a complete list, so if you don't see yourself on this list, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are or are not too controlling. These are just some things for you to think about. If you have noticed these things in yourself, or maybe you can start to monitor yourself and see if these are some thoughts, actions, behaviors that you notice in yourself. So before we get started, why don't you go ahead and open your notes app or grab some paper and a pen and your favorite drink, and we will get started. The first sign that you might be too controlling is pretty obvious, and that's that you always have to have things go your way. You know how we think about a spoiled brat where they throw tantrums if they don't get their way? Well, how this typically shows up in adults is your mood significantly shifts, or you act aggressively or passive aggressively when you don't get your way. So this can be giving somebody the silent treatment. This could be demanding an apology from someone. This could be guilt tripping someone until you get your way. So that's one of the most obvious signs where you always have to have things go your way. Another sign that you're too controlling is that you try to police the other person's activities. So this could be you want to know who they're hanging out with, where they're hanging out, who's all going to be there, what time did they get back in the house. You're monitoring them. It's almost like you are their ankle monitor, right? Or sometimes it even can manifest as you having to be with them everywhere they go, that you don't allow or trust them to go hang out with their friends or go hang out with their family or spend time with coworkers unless you are there, right? And if we follow this trail, another telltale sign of being too controlling is you ask this person a lot of questions. So if you didn't go, you want a play-by-play of exactly who was there, where was it, what did this person have on, where did you sit, how did this conversation come up, how did this person ask this particular question. So it's almost like you're asking so many questions in more of an interrogative way instead of having a genuine conversation. It's almost like you're listening to answer an unspoken question or to answer an accusation that you have in your mind rather than truly listening to the quality of the conversation. And believe it or not, I've even seen people who are too controlling not give a person personal space. So not just you can't go with your friends by yourself unless I'm there or unless I ask you 100 questions when you get back. Sometimes this can show up as not even giving the person space to go to the bathroom, or you're checking their mail, or you're checking their phone, or you're checking their email, their social media accounts, right? And I know that there's a certain level of trust in our relationships that is required, but we also have to remember that people deserve to have some level of privacy. That's just a standard for any healthy relationship, where I've seen people not be allowed to take a shower either alone or with the bathroom door closed. I think that's pretty extreme. Another sign that you're too controlling is that you have double standards. Now, I think this is something that is pretty common. So you having double standards in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean that you're too controlling. But think of it this way. All of the requirements that you have for someone else, right? So you need to check in with me and let me know that you made it there. You need to let me know that you made it home safely. You need to let me know who is going to be there, right? So I'm requiring all of those things for you. But if you require all those things of me, then I would throw a tantrum. Then I would say, oh, you don't trust me. Oh, you're not being fair. And then I might guilt trip you, or I might give you the silent treatment so that I could get my way, right? So I want you to pay attention to whether or not you have standards and expectations for someone else. But if those same standards and expectations were applied to you, how have you responded? How would you respond? Now, there's a difference between having boundaries and being controlling. Because if you think about it, the boundaries that you set should be for you, right? These are boundaries of things that you will and will not allow in your space. They are not about controlling someone else's behavior. Another sign that you are too controlling is that you can be very critical, and you can also want to control things like the money that they can and can't spend. You can also try to control what they can and can't wear, what they can and can't watch. And believe it or not, control can also show up as manipulation. Something that I often see is a person being manipulated into thinking that the other person's behavior is for their benefit. So when you're talking to someone to keep them from feeling like you're being too aggressive, too controlling, you might present something as for their benefit. Well, I just want to make sure that you stay safe. It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that I don't trust the other person. Or I don't think that we should go around your family because you said that they don't treat you fairly anyway. So maybe we just shouldn't go. So think about how you talk to other people and whether or not it could be perceived as manipulation, ultimately to get your way. And the last sign that I'll cover that you might be too controlling is making extreme threats and giving ultimatums. So in order to get your way, have you ever just immediately said, well, we can just end this relationship right here? And it doesn't even really match the situation. Or as soon as you feel pressure or you don't get your way, maybe the first thing you say is, well, we can just get a divorce, or we don't have to be together. Or you might make statements like, "So what are you trying to say? So then why are you with me?" It's almost like your response doesn't really match the situation. So if a person is bringing something to your attention, instead of you receiving it and processing what they are trying to say, you might immediately try to deflect by saying, "Well, I can just end it. If you don't like me for who I am, don't ask me to change anything. We can just get a divorce." And that's controlling and that's manipulating the other person. And the purpose of that is so that you can maintain power and control. And if you're still not sure that you're too controlling, you can just simply ask. You can ask for feedback from people who you are currently dating, currently married to, or if you've been previously married or in a relationship with someone who you trust to give you open and honest feedback, you can simply ask that person. You can also tell by how you make the other person feel. One of the telltale signs that you can be too controlling is your partner doesn't even feel safe to be themselves around you. Do you often hear yourself saying things like, "Oh, you seem so much happier when you're with other people," or "You seem so different," or "They're not as talkative, they're not as tense when they're around other people, but around you, do you notice that they tend to be more private, that they seem tense, that they seem anxious or jumpy, or not as talkative?" I'm not necessarily saying that they are this way because of you, but I'm asking you to consider that as you examine yourself for being too controlling. Now that we've covered some common signs that you might be too controlling and you think, "Yeah, that is probably something that I need to work on, but I'm not really sure where this comes from," let me give you some tips. The first thing that you really need to do is figure out why you're that way. There's a scripture in Psalms 26, verse 2, that talks about examining the heart. And this is where we go to God and we ask God to reveal to us what is in our heart. Are we trying to control other people due to anxiety, because we're insecure, because we're codependent? And if those are the roots and motivations that's driving your controlling behavior, then obviously going to counseling is a great way to start to help you unpack and process these things. And I also have some other podcast episodes that you might find beneficial, and I'll definitely be sure to link those to the show notes. And some of these are managing dating anxiety, loving you and losing me, identifying codependence, and a cure for comparison. Now, I do realize that some of these behaviors that I mentioned as signs that you might be too controlling might be the result of infidelity in your relationship, might be the result of something that has actually happened that has damaged your trust, and it's causing you to feel anxious. It's causing you to worry. It's causing you to have so many questions. I'm definitely not overlooking that. But what I want you to see is that even when you try to control the anxiety by getting as much information as you can or trying to go every place with this person, after a while, you will be mentally, physically, spiritually exhausted. Because the deceit is, the more information you have, the more I will feel better, the more I can relax. But what it is it's a false sense of peace, and it doesn't last. If you notice, it doesn't last. And so I want to encourage you to exchange false peace for God's real peace. And that's found in John chapter 14, verse 27. The Passion Translation reads, "I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous." And this just encourages us to remember that even if we have a sense of peace, we want to make sure that it's God's peace, not this temporary peace based on things that we can see or things that we can control or people we can control. We want to exchange that false peace for God's peace and remember to put our trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 talks about trusting in God and leaning not to our own understanding. And the last tip I have for you is acceptance. Now, let's say you get through this list and you realize I have been too controlling, or I do have a tendency to be too controlling. You want to learn how to accept other people's boundaries, accept other people's need for independence and privacy. Now, privacy and secrecy are two very different things, right? Because with privacy, that's an individual right, and that also is with discretion. But when someone is being secretive, the motivations and the posture of the heart are very, very different. And so that's where your discernment has to come in. You also want to accept the consequences of your behavior. Maybe you've pushed somebody away from you because you've been too controlling. And maybe you've pushed them away so much that the relationship cannot be reconciled. And so you have to accept that maybe this person has just decided that they don't want to be with you. And that is okay, because what that will do is allow you some time to process and heal. But if you have been too controlling and the other person wants some space, you definitely have to respect their boundaries and their desire for some space. So I hope that this episode was enlightening for you. I know that it's not a comfortable topic, but I also want to say this. If you are in a relationship where you don't trust the other person because of things that have been done to you by them or by people in your past, then is this really the relationship for you if you have to control it, if you have to control this person? So let us move now into our prayer time. Father God, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come together to talk about an uncomfortable but necessary topic of being too controlling. Help us to first and foremost put our trust in you. Help us to exchange our worldly peace for your peace. Help us to know in our hearts when we are being too controlling, when we are not giving the other person the grace and space to be who you called them to be. Help us to turn inward, to examine our own hearts, and to develop more of the fruit of your spirit. And it is in your son's name that we pray. Amen. Well, that is all that I have for you. Definitely be sure to check out the show notes. And if there was something helpful to you in this episode, please feel free to share, like, and subscribe. Until next time, take care.